What's a circus without the elephants and monkeys? Where do we find those?
Hattie, brace yourself.
There's too many zeros. This must be a mistake.
Oh, boy. I feel myself getting dragged into something I'm not going to be able to say no to.
Hi, Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. It's almost time for Discovery Mountain Summer Camp, but there's just one problem. The Summer Camp Planning Committee can't decide on a theme for this year. They're meeting right now at Trekkers, and, well, their ideas are not very creative or inspired. And today is someone's birthday, and her birthday surprise might just have a ripple effect. Now, have you ever thrown a stone into a pond or a lake? When the stone sinks into the water, it leaves ripples on the water's surface. It just takes one little stone to create a ripple effect. Let's join everyone in Trekkers for the first episode of our story series called Faith Ripple. Let's hear how the summer camp planning is going in today's episode called Birthday Surprise.
Don't give up, everyone. Summer camp starts in a few weeks, and we still don't have a theme.
So we're, like, not gonna go with my idea?
I don't think that your idea will work.
Come on, guys. What's wrong with Under the Big Top? Every kid loves the circus.
Yeah, but what's a circus without the elephants and monkeys? Where do we find those?
A for effort, Mr. Garcia. But Under the Big Top isn't it.
Oh, come on, man.
Let's keep thinking. Last summer, our theme was fear or faith.
You know, that was a good one. The campers really like the science activities. We should have a theme to our activities.
And I've got the greatest theme under...
Not gonna happen.
Nope.
Well, I'm like fresh out of ideas then.
Anyone else?
I got nothing.
Well, should we meet again tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
I have to get ready for someone's birthday celebration.
Uncle George, don't go to any trouble.
And I have a customer. Excuse me.
All right, everyone. Think and pray about our theme, and let's meet again tomorrow, all right?
And I'd better get going to the church anyway. Happy birthday, Hattie.
Oh, thank you.
Have a happy birthday, Hattie. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Well, I'll see if I can source an elephant.
Mr. Garcia!
I'm kidding. Happy birthday, Hattie.
Hi, Miss Hattie.
Zoe? Hi. You're almost old enough for summer camp.
I wish I could go to camp this summer. What's it going to be about?
I wish I knew.
There you are, Zoe.
This is my Aunt Tisha.
Just Tisha's fine.
Tisha, this is my niece Hattie Bellamy.
Hi, Aunt Tisha. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, Hattie.
Are you in Discovery Mountain visiting Zoe?
Yes, I'm on furlough. So I'm going to spend the summer with Zoe and her parents.
On furlough, huh? Oh, I knew your name was familiar. You're the missionary from the school that Kayla's at.
Yes, that's right. I'm taking a little break from the mission school. Kayla and the rest of the team are doing a great job.
We miss Kayla around here, but we're sure proud of her.
Oh, me too. And speaking of Kayla, I'd better drop off this care package that she sent for her family. Nice meeting you, Hattie.
Good meeting you. Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
Well, birthday girl, I have important planning to get to. Will you watch the store until Kylie gets here?
Oh, sure, Uncle George.
I can't believe that this day is already here.
Uncle George, it's just my 25th birthday. I've had 24 others.
Yes, well, See you tonight.
As Mr. Simon got ready for Hattie's birthday celebration, Tisha and Zoe dropped off Kayla's care package to the Lewis family. Then they walked to the hospital.
You're a great helper, Zoe.
Thanks. Can I be your helper at the school?
At the mission school?
Yeah, like Kayla.
Oh, maybe one day, honey. But you don't have to come to the mission field with me to help.
I don't?
No, you're helping me right now.
I am.
Yes. My friend Chris has been gathering donations for eyeglasses for me to take back to the mission field.
Don't you have any glasses there?
They're very expensive, so these donations help people a lot. Come on, let's go in and see Chris. Let's wipe our feet on the mat so that we don't dirty up these floors.
Okay.
Tisha!
Chris, hi! How'd you know it was me?
Oh, I'd recognize your voice anywhere.
Good to see you, Chris.
We're finally meeting in person.
I know. I sure appreciate all the work you've been doing for me. Chris, this is my niece, Zoe.
Hi there, Zoe.
Hi, Chris.
Tisha, the box of eyeglasses should be right over there to your left.
There it is. Wow, look at all these glasses. My students and their families will be so blessed by these.
Well, take the glasses, but leave the box there. I'll keep collecting them until you go back at the end of the summer.
Thank you. What are you working on?
Oh, excuse me just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Hello, Discovery Mountain Hospital. How may I direct your call?
And Tisha, why does Chris have his sunglasses on inside?
I'll direct your call
well,
to
honey,
that department.
Chris is blind.
Hold, please.
That's why.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that. Now, you asked what I'm working on. Zoe, come over here and take a look.
Okay.
This is a loom. Here, take the yarn like this.
Okay, now what?
Now wrap it around the pegs.
Okay.
And then use this to lift the yarn over each peg, like this. See?
Oh, I see. What does it make?
A hat.
That's a tiny hat, Chris.
Yeah, I'm making them for the babies in the NICU.
What's a NICU?
Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
Huh?
It's a special part of the hospital where babies who are born early and really small stay.
Oh, so these little hats are for the little babies.
Yep, to keep their heads warm. The nurses always need more.
That's a great project, Chris.
It keeps me busy when the switchboard is slow.
It isn't slow today.
Nope. Hey, come back and see me again soon, okay?
I will. I'm here all summer.
Awesome. Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
Hello, Discovery Mountain Hospital. How may I direct your call?
Jake, have you seen the cake tray?
It's right next to the cake, Mr. Simon.
Oh, good. Oh, and I forgot candles.
Granddad, the candles are right here.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, I'm just so nervous.
Mr. Simon, are you okay?
Granddad, I've never seen you like this.
Well, this is just such a big day. Oh, no, she's here. I'm not ready.
It's just Kylie.
Hey, everyone, I'm talking to Jamie. She wants to say hi.
Jamie, put her on speakerphone.
Jamie, you promised to send more Vegemite. I'm still waiting.
I didn't forget, Jake.
Jake, we have Vegemite at Trekkers.
But it's not the same. I want the real stuff right from Australia.
Granddad, I miss you.
I miss you too, Jamie. I wish I could talk, but I have to get ready for Hattie's birthday.
I know, it's okay. I just called her to say happy birthday, and she's on her way over.
She's on her way now? I should have done this in private.
Do what?
Kids, can you finish getting ready?
Sure, Mr. Simon.
Ooh, I'll put the candles on the cake.
Thank you. I might need a little while to talk to Hattie. Don't worry about us.
You guys, what's going on over there?
I have no idea.
I've never seen Mr. Simon so nervous.
Me neither.
Well, call me back later to tell me what's up, okay?
Okay.
Outside, Mr. Simon paced back and forth as he watched for Hattie.
There's the birthday girl.
Hi, Uncle George.
Hattie, we need to talk.
Is everything all right?
Here, let's sit on the steps.
Uncle George, you're worrying me.
Oh, please don't worry. I just want to do this right. Your parents would want me to.
My parents?
Today is your 25th birthday.
Yes, I remember.
This is for you.
An envelope. Thanks.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Before you open it, Hattie, when your parents died, you were so little.
Yeah, I was barely two.
Losing your parents was terrible, but they had a plan to take care of you.
Yes, I know. I love spending the summers here in Discovery Mountain with you, and all my family took care of me.
Hattie, your parents had a life insurance policy.
They did?
Yes, and after they died, I set things up as they asked.
Set what up?
Hattie, inside that envelope is a check for a lot of money.
What? Why didn't I know about this before?
Your parents didn't want you to know. Not until your 25th birthday.
Oh, Uncle George, this is wonderful. Maybe I can finally afford to fix my old car. Can I open it?
Yes. Hattie, brace yourself.
Oh, you're nervous for no reason. This is a wonderful birthday surprise. There's too many zeros. This must be a mistake.
No, there isn't a mistake.
Uncle George?
Surprise! Happy birthday.
Hattie is shocked by her birthday surprise. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We'll find out right after this break. Hello, families. Jean Boonstra, executive producer here. You know, Discovery Mountain began with the idea to create the kind of program that I wished for when my daughters were young. One full of interesting characters who experienced real-life situations and exercised their faith with Bible stories that were faithful to Scripture. From inception, our goal has been to make this program freely accessible to all families. And in spite of the upheaval of 2020, we remain committed to that goal. Now, there are a few ways that we're making that happen. One is the addition of ads like this one. And we're busy working on a new addition to the Discovery Mountain family, a way that those who are able can help keep the program freely accessible to all. Visit me at discoverymountain.com/club to learn more about our plans. Thanks for listening. It's the day after Hattie's birthday surprise. Has she recovered from the shock yet? Let's join the summer camp planning committee back at Truckers.
Is Hattie planning on joining us? Does anyone know?
I believe so, but she's got a lot on her mind. Let's get started without her.
Anyone have any great ideas for a theme?
Not me.
Well, I already gave you my great idea.
I've been a little preoccupied, I'm afraid.
Well, I've got our staff list just about finalized. Jake will be our boys' counselor, and Natasha agreed to be the girls' counselor again.
That's great news.
Now for junior counselors, I've got Wyatt down for the boys and Kylie for the girls. I need another boy and another girl. Suggestions?
What about Aaliyah? She worked in the laundry room last summer.
Great suggestion.
Oh, and Caleb's a natural leader.
He'd be an excellent junior counselor.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late, everyone.
Oh, that's all right, Hattie.
But I have the perfect idea for our camp theme.
Oh? Well, all right. Share it with us.
Pastor Peabody, you know what Psalm 68 verse 5 says, right?
Not off the top of my head, but I can look it up.
It's okay. I know it by heart. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Psalm 68:5.
Oh, that's a great promise.
Well, that'll be our summer camp theme.
Like summer camp for widows and orphans? I'm a little confused.
No, let me explain. My parents left me an inheritance, so God took care of me. Now, I want to help others.
That's wonderful, Hattie. Your blessing can bless others.
It'll have a ripple effect.
Exactly. If I help someone, they can help someone else. And, well, why not get the whole camp involved in it?
So, an acts of service-focused camp.
Yep.
Sounds wonderful.
I agree.
Now we just need a name.
Oh, I have the perfect... Nah, you guys don't like my ideas.
No, tell us.
Yeah, what is it?
All right, so these acts of service will have a ripple effect as we exercise our faith together.
Uh-huh, and?
So listen, let's call it Faith Ripple.
Faith Ripple.
You don't like it, do you?
I love it.
Me too.
Good name.
Faith Ripple it is. Now, let's get to work. Hattie, I'm going to need you to go over to...
Hattie jotted down her tasks from the planning committee and walked straight to the Harmony Corner Church.
Hi, Mrs. Peabody.
Hi, Hattie. Please, call me Mabel.
Okay. Hey, those flowers you're planting, they look really nice.
Thank you. The church needed a little freshening up. Thankfully, Tisha and Guy are helping.
I see that. Well, Mrs. Mabel, the summer camp planning committee was wondering...
This sounds like Craig volunteered me for something.
Well, Pastor Peabody had a good suggestion for camp.
Oh?
Yeah, how would you like to be our camp coach?
Camp coach?
Yes, and lead out in our physical activities, like swimming and rock climbing.
You know, I would enjoy doing that.
Well, Pastor Peabody thought you'd be perfect.
He did, huh? Let's see. I could do an obstacle course with the kids. Would that be okay?
Sure. You'd be in charge.
Huh. Well, that sounds great. I'm in.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're in? It sounds like you just got roped into volunteering for something, Mabel.
It's for a good cause. Summer camp.
Oh, and Tisha, I was wondering, are you able to help out too?
What am I about to get myself into?
Well, our camp this year is all about acts of service. We want to help the kids help others.
What a great idea.
So, would you be willing to be our acts of service director?
Well, what exactly do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, it'd be up to you, but maybe a community service project or some crafts where the kids can make things to help others.
There are plenty of buildings around town, like the church, that could use some yard work.
And maybe some paint?
Guy could help with both.
Well, so what do you think?
If Guy's in, I'm in. Hey, Guy, come on over here a minute. You know, he's been doing yard work and painting around town for a while now.
Everything all right?
Miss Hattie here has an idea for the summer camp.
Oh, boy. I feel myself getting dragged into something I'm not going to be able to say no to.
Don't worry. I'll do most of the work. But I could use your help organizing groups to do yard work and paint.
This summer?
Yes, at Discovery Mountain Camp.
Well, Wyatt's going to be working there this summer. Anything I can do to spend more time with my son, I'm in.
Well, Hattie, you have yourself a yes from me.
Well, thank you, everyone. I've got to run. I've got a long list. But I'll be in touch.
Bye, Hattie.
Phew, that went well. No, please, Lord, just send us some campers.
Hattie and the rest of the committee worked hard, and a few weeks later, they were nearly ready for camp. Would God send them campers? Well, we'll meet a couple of potential campers right after this break.
Are you searching for answers to life's toughest questions? Questions like, where is God when we suffer? The Voice of Prophecy Bible Guides will help you find the answers you're looking for. Visit BibleStudies.com and choose the free Bible study lessons that fit you best. Choose to study online or have the lessons mailed directly to you. That's BibleStudies.com.
Hi, Kate Browning here. I play Kylie on Discovery Mountain. Take an adventure with your friends in Discovery Mountain in the book Mission Forgiveness. In this interactive faith adventure, you decide what happens next. Find Mission Forgiveness at discoverymountain.com/store.
The camp brochures are in the mail. One just arrived at Cody's house. He loved Discovery Mountain Camp last summer, but this summer, going to camp will not be an easy decision.
Charlotte, look at this.
Oh, this is the camp you went to last year.
We should both go this year.
I don't know, Cody. You don't really want your little sister tagging along to camp, do you?
Of course I do. It would be a good break for you.
Faith Ripple? Is that the person who founded the camp?
What? Oh, like Faith, as in a person. I get it. Nah, maybe it's a dance. Like, hey everyone, time to do the Faith Ripple.
Oh, Cody, that's silly. What does it say?
It says we'll be doing acts of service, like crafts and projects and stuff to help people.
That sounds like fun. But, Cody, we can't go.
Why?
Who will be here to take care of Grandma?
Char, it's okay to go to camp. Just because Grandma is sick...
I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to get Grandma her medicine.
All right. Just think about it. Discovery Mountain Camp is awesome.
Grandma, I have your medicine.
Charlotte, darling, thank you. You're such a sweet girl.
And I brought you a glass of water.
Here, Mom. I'll help you with that. Thank you, Charlotte.
Ah, that's better. Now, come here and sit with me, honey.
Okay.
You look like something's on your mind.
Well, Cody thinks that I should go with him to camp this summer.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. You should go.
But, Grandma, what about you?
Hey, I'll be here.
Tell me about camp.
Well, it's called Faith Ripple, and the campers are doing things to help others.
Ah, helping others is always a good thing.
But...
Charlotte, you should go to camp with Cody.
But...
It would make me so happy if you did this for me.
Well...
Charlotte, God will take care of you at camp. He'll be with both of us.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm positive.
I'll go and tell Cody.
Wait. Give me a hug first.
Of course. I love you, Grandma.
I love you too, sweet girl.
What's going to happen to Charlotte and Cody if anything happens to you, Mom?
God will take care of them, darling.
I wish I could do more. With the twins and the new baby on the way and Jack's job falling through and...
Eva, it only takes one person's kindness to change the life of another. I have faith. God will send someone to help them.
I wish that I had your faith, Mom. I do.
Just one person's faith. Just one is all they need. God will take care of them.
Here, take a drink of water.
Thank you. Now, go out there and see that our Charlotte doesn't change her mind about camp.
Meanwhile, back in Discovery Mountain, Kylie and Mr. Simon were catching up with Jamie back in Australia.
I miss seeing all of you.
But you can see me. Look.
Oh, Granddad, it isn't the same through a computer screen.
Come here, boy. Hop up and you can see Jamie, too.
Gadget, look at you, boy. You're so cute.
He knows he's cute, don't you, boy?
Jamie, we're hoping to come and visit you for your graduation out there in Australia.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see everyone. But I better go. It's late here.
Good night, honey. Sleep well.
Bye, Granddad. Bye, boy.
I know. I miss her too, boy. But she's all right.
Gadget, who's a good boy? Look, I got you a treat.
Another new bone for Gadget?
Of course.
You're spoiling him, Hattie.
Nah, only a little.
Come on, boy. Let's go find a spot for you to bury your new treasure.
Hey, Kylie, don't forget to drop off your forms for camp. We start in a couple of weeks.
I won't forget. Bye.
Bye, Kylie. Are you almost ready for camp, Ms. Activities Director?
So formal. Yes, I think so.
You know, Hattie, I'm proud of you.
Aw,
Oh, thanks, Uncle George.
I was nervous about giving you that inheritance check.
I know, I could tell.
Well, I know you're a mature, level-headed person, but it's a lot of money.
Sure is.
Many 25-year-olds would be tempted to spend that kind of money on luxuries.
Luxuries? Like what?
You know, fast cars, big houses, or fancy vacations.
Oh, well, no, those things aren't for me. I did fix my car, though.
See? Now, that is a very practical way to spend some of that money.
I thought so.
Now, you don't have to take my advice, but if you want my advice, I can give you some ideas on how to invest your money.
Well, I hadn't given much thought to investing my money.
Well, don't let the stock markets intimidate you. There are several safe, long-term options that would be perfect for you. If you want my advice, that is.
You're the first person I go to for advice, Uncle George.
Well, you know where to find me.
But I won't need any advice on my inheritance.
No?
Nope. I don't plan on having any money to invest.
But you just agreed fast cars and...
Oh, don't worry, Uncle George.
Don't worry? Well, okay.
I won't have any money to invest because I'm going to give it all away.
Give it all away? I must have misheard you.
Nope, that's right. I'm going to give it all away.
Oh, dear.
Giving away all her inheritance?
Helping others is good, but it sounds like Hattie is going a bit overboard.
Helping others, that's the theme of summer camp.
It sounds like it's going to be a different kind of camp this year.
I think so, and I can't wait to meet all the campers in our next episode.
Yeah, me too. I hope that Cody and Charlotte will be there.
Charlotte is worried about her grandma.
Yeah, she is, but her grandma sure is a woman of faith, isn't she?
Yeah, she believes that God will take care of Cody and Charlotte.
Well, God certainly took care of Hattie. I like the verse that she shared with everyone.
Oh, me too. Let me look it up for us. It's Psalm 68.
Verse 5, I think.
That's right. Here it is. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation.
God has a special place in his heart for widows and orphans, doesn't he?
He does.
What kinds of acts of service projects will Tisha plan for the campers?
Well, we had a couple of hints in this episode, but we'll find out next time.
Be sure to join us here next time for more of this story series called Faith Ripple. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us online at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here in Discovery Mountain, where every day is an exercise in faith. Birthday Surprise was written by Jean Boonstra, produced by Steve Phillips, and post-produced in Ontario, Canada by Douglas Bruce and Danny Columbie. Recorded in Loveland, Colorado at the Voice of Prophecy Studios and in Bowmanville, Ontario. Featuring Anna Fall as Hattie.